All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, the word out of Miami is that the Miami Heat will not clear power forward Chris Bosh to begin participating in training camp. Of course, you know the past two NBA seasons have seen Bosh miss a combined 67 games due to blood clots. And this is a situation that, you know, is nothing to sneeze at. I know Bosh feels that he is ready to play, but the Heat organization do not, and they really want him to retire. And I think it's best for Chris Bosh to retire. Now, it's easier said than done. You figure you have a guy that is 32 years of age. He is still in the prime of his athletic peak, or his athletic career, rather. And, you know, it's tough to walk away from something that you've been doing your entire life. And professional athletes get to the point that they are, for the most part, in doubting, like taking the doubt that a lot of people have given him and fueling it to drive them. I mean, any pro athlete that's out there, they probably encountered more people in their lives that have said they can't do something as opposed to the fact that they can. And I know Bosh has gone out there and trained and tried to prove to the Heat that he is in shape. But if you're the Miami Heat and your team owner, Mickey Arison, and of course, team president, Pat Riley, you know, you don't want this on your hands from the situation. You don't want to go out there and be liable, God forbid, if something seriously happens to Bosh while playing under your organization. I mean, Chris Bosh, he will always have a place in the Heat history. I mean, you're talking about a guy, he spent the first 7 years of his NBA career with the Toronto Raptors and then on to the Heat, and he was able to take a back seat to LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and help this organization win a pair of NBA championships. You go back to the fact that Bosh is an 11-time NBA All-Star. He's also averaged nearly 20 points per game for his entire career. And when it's all said and done, he's going to be looked back at as one of the best players, not only in the Heat franchise, but also in the history of the great NBA. And it's tough to walk away, but I really think it's time for him to do it. I mean, I don't see a situation where the Heat would not have a problem paying Chris Bosh. But again, blood clots, they're nothing to play around with. And if everybody around the Miami Heat organization that has a hand in making decisions is saying to Bosh, you know what, we don't want you to play, that should be a red flag right there for Bosh. I mean, I'm sure he's taking time back to sit down and reflect on this as far as what his decision is going to be. He's already come out and said he's not going to let this deter him. But the bottom line is, walk away while you can. That's the best thing I could say as far as the situation goes. And I hope that eventually cooler heads do prevail in South Florida and Bosh realizes that everybody that is telling him not to play has his best interest in mind and he can go forward with the next chapter of his life. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming playoffs in Major League Baseball. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.